Accretion and Extinction Variations in the Low Mass Pre-Main Sequence Binary System WXCHA, by Eleonora Fiorellino et al. Light curves of young star systems show photometric variability due to different kinematic and physical processes. One of the main contributors to the photometric variability is the changing mass accretion rate, which regulates the interplay between the forming young star and the protoplanetary disk. We collected high-resolution spectroscopy in 8 different epochs, as well as ground-based and space-borne multi-epoch optical and infrared photometry of WXCHA, an MO binary system, with an almost edge on disk, I equals 87 degrees, in the Chameleon I star-forming region. Spectroscopic observations cover 72 days, the ground-based optical monitoring covers 42 days while space-borne test photometry extends for 56 days. The multi-wavelength light curves exhibit quasi-periodic variability of 0.35 to 0.53 mag in the near-infrared and of 1.3 mag in G-band. We studied the variability of selected emission lines that trace the accretion, computed the accretion luminosity and the mass accretion rate using empirical relations and obtained values of the accretion luminosity between 1.6 and 3.2 sun and mass accretion rate between 3.31 x 10 7 m sun per year and 7.76 times 10 to the minus 7 m sun per year. Our results show that WXCHA is accreting at a rate larger than what is typical for T Tauri stars in the same star-forming region with the same stellar parameters. We theorize that this is due to the higher disk mass of WXCHA than what is usual for stars with similar stellar mass and to the binary nature of the system. Daily changes in the accretion luminosity and in the extinction can explain the photometric variability. This was Accretion and Extinction Variations in the Low Mass Pre-Main Sequence Binary System WXCHA by Eleonora Fiorellino et al.